880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, Oscar has given me the thumbs up, and it is time for Freed on Business. We've got a super show. We've got Ron Book. He's the president of LawrenceKids.org. Ron is a specialist in government affairs, but in his free time, he works with his daughter, Lauren, who was sexually abused as a child. They've created the Lauren's Kids Philanthropy. Lauren is walking for the fifth time from Key West to Tallahassee to bring attention and raise money and awareness to what's going on with sexual abuse and children. There are our big sponsor. We'll have Ron on later on in the show. We're going to also have Luis Angel. He's the founder of Get My RX. Luis and I met just a little while ago, but I wish I'd known him last week because I had my back surgery last Monday and I'm in pain right now. I just took one of my pain meds, so stay tuned for the second half of the show. It ought to be a lot of fun. Corey Vanderpool is opting out today. She has strep throat, which is one of the reasons that we live down here, and she lives up in Ohio. So stick with us. The Dow Jones went up because the data offset some of the negative vibes that Yellen put out there on the Fed. So we'll be right back. We're going to have Angel with us. We're going to talk about Get My RX, his new app. We'll talk to him. We'll talk to Ron Book. We'll even maybe talk a little bit to me. Oh, yeah. Oscar, take it away.
With a vengeance. Get ready to dream big with the Miami Marlins on opening night at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $22 and get a 2014 magnetic schedule courtesy of Mikosuke Resort and Gaming. Plus, enjoy an amazing post-game fireworks show presented by Pepsi. Get to your seats early and don't miss out on the fun. Opening night, March 31st at 7:05 p.m. versus the Colorado Rockies. Visit Marlins.com for tickets. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Oh, man, I love that vibe, that the Marlins music. It makes me all fired up. I can't wait till next Friday to go to opening day. We're going to have all kinds of sweet days, so stick with us. We're going to have all kinds of opportunities for you to go see the Marlins. We'll even have a sweet night for our friends at Warren Henry. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Actually, 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are talking with Ron Book. Ron is the president of LawrenceKids.org, one of the people I really look up to, not because he is able to get so much done for our community up in Tallahassee, but it's because of what he does for our society's most vulnerable members. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for inviting me to be on the show. How are you today?
I am doing great. I have got my Lawrence Kids t-shirt on, which they'll show you that on Vine later or on Facebook. First of all, thank you so much. I heard Vivian had a great time at the event. You know, I wasn't able to go because I had back surgery, but you have a month-long event going on. Tell me.
Well, it doesn't stop. And actually, you know, we kicked off all of our efforts last Thursday with the Reed and Fiorentino Celebrity Golf Classic at the fabulous Turnberry Isle. And then Saturday night, we honored LeBron James with the Don Shula Great Sports Legend Award, James Jones with the Ted Arison Community Service Award, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords from Arizona, the woman that survived the assassination attempt on her life, with the Jim Mandich Courage and Commitment Award. And then we awarded Steve Shapiro the Sonny Hirsch Sports Broadcaster of the Year Award, and then left literally from the dinner at 11 o'clock that night on the tour bus to begin Lauren's Walk in My Shoes 1,500-mile statewide walk from Key West to Tallahassee, crisscrossing the state over 42 days. As you know, she does it over 42 days in recognition of the 42 million survivors of childhood sexual abuse in America. And normally we're pushing our legislative agenda for protecting children, but the legislature acted quickly this year and have already passed a package of sexual abuse bills in the opening days of the session and sent them to the governor to better protect our children. Lauren crossed into Miami-Dade County yesterday and has been walking in the south end of the county today and hits the downtown area tomorrow. And of course, on Saturday, and tomorrow she starts at the BB&T Bank at 1200 Brickell Avenue and walks up to the Stephen P. Clark Government Center, does a rally there at 10. And then we walk over to the AAA and we walk a ceremonial mile around 11:45 with front office and coaches and players. And then we finish the day with an event at William Jennings Bryan Elementary in North Miami before going to the Heat game. And then Saturday, we kick off at 8:30 in the morning at the North Miami Athletic Track and Field across from Tracy and Alonzo Mourning High School, east of Biscayne Boulevard at 151st Street. Together with Coach Philbin's wife, we'll be assembling rape care kits to go to victims of sexual assault. We will at 10 o'clock begin walking west out to US 1 and walk up US 1 to the Aventura Mall for a pit stop and water, continuing up from Aventura Mall around noon up to Ives Dairy Road and across Ives Dairy into Miami Gardens and the Betty T. Ferguson Center, where there'll be a community fair around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We hope lots of people that listen to Freed on Business and frequent callers to your show will consider joining us either tomorrow in downtown Miami or, as important, Saturday morning to walk with us, whether they walk a block, a mile or more, and be a part of helping to send the message that we're going to fight to end childhood sexual abuse.
Well, Ronnie, my screensaver is a photo of Vivian, my beautiful wife, and some guy that sits next to all the Heat players during the Heat game. I think his name is Spolstra. Right. And then myself, taken out front last year at this very event in front of the AAA. So if people want to meet some of their heroes, that's a place that they can go. And if they want to meet some of the heroes they don't know, they need to go to these rallies.
It's really very important. You know, it's 95% of childhood sexual abuse is preventable with education and awareness, as I know you and Vivian are both aware. And it is only through raising awareness and people coming out and walking with us that we can send the message that it's always okay to tell and that we're not going to tolerate sexual abuse of our children any longer.
Listen, you talk about education. It's about education. It's about connecting. It's about getting the kids together. I'm going to give a testimonial. I was at the, first of all, Lauren beat the president by about 6 months to the Richmond Heights area to give one of her speeches. She did that with us last spring. And I can only tell you that it was the faces on the young people when they talk to her is just amazing. But then after she finishes speaking, you notice that there's one child that lingers behind to speak with her privately. And that's where it starts.
Well, you know, it's interesting. She and Miami Heat superstar James Jones went to two rallies last week, one at Michael Kropp Senior High and another were at Tracy and Alonzo Mourning High School. And after the rally that they had at both schools, a number of children came forward to visit with Lauren, one of which, a 13-year-old young lady who had been never had demonstrated any ability to have the courage to tell. We actually, Lauren took her and they contacted the Department of Children and Families literally on the spot. It was a family member that had been abusing the young lady. It's how you make a difference. And sometimes you got to do it one at a time. And sometimes you can do it in mass groups, Jim, but it's only through messaging like you, help us provide access to in the community that we're really able to make the difference.
Ron, so it's repeat. You. It's first of all, it's my absolute pleasure. I was abused as a child. We've spoken about that a number of times. I've talked about it on the air with your daughter. I was abused when I was a young man looking to make a living, in high school mowing lawns, but that's a story for another day. The real thing, Ron, is that each person that you and your daughter and your organization reach, and first of all, well done to James Jones, because I know he spends an awful lot of time with you and your daughter doing this, but the reaching out and the touching each person, it's so important, and this is so sensitive, and the fact that 95% of it can be stopped simply by telling the people the signs, the things like grooming that we talk about all the time on the show. It's so important to repeat, repeat, repeat.
It is, and again, I can't tell you enough how much we appreciate your involvement and your wife's involvement in our efforts. We are making a difference, but we're making a difference because we've been able to engage folks like you in the fight to raise awareness, to spread the message, to provide education, and to empower folks to know that it's always okay to tell, no matter what your age is. You could be a kid, you could be an adult, you could be an older individual that has never confronted the issues of what may have happened to you as a child or even as an adult. So, you know, the goal is get the message out there.
Yeah, and listen, we only have a minute, but I'm very proud to say that we've gotten not only that this is the way Freedom Business works, is we got together with Ron and we went on the walk with Lauren. Then we got Larry Zinn involved helping us get the license plates done. You know, congratulations to Ron and Lauren on getting the license plates done. Congratulations on her being a woman of worth. Congratulations to you on becoming a new coach. But Ron, if people want to find out more about Lauren and her walk, where do they go? What do they do?
Go to our website. LawrenceKids.org, LaurenceKids.org. LawrenceKids.org, we got icons on there on how to access the walk. It tells you the routes, it tells you the days, it tells you where we are every day in Florida over the 42 days. And for those that can't walk and want to watch what we're doing, they live stream the walk every day. You can go to the website, you can hit the icon, learn more about the walk, and there is a click, an icon, where you can literally watch as she walks up the east coast of Florida, crisscrossing the state, crossing the Panhandle, and working our way back to the state capitol on April 22nd when the walk ends.
Well, we've got that Twitter feed, the live feed. We've put it out on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Check our little distribution systems. I want to thank Ron Book, president of LawrenceKids.org, a man who, you know, a lot of people, Ron, have the ability to make a difference, but very few choose to make a difference. Well done to you and your daughter for making a difference.
We love you guys, and we thank you so very, very much. Come join us on the walk. Meet us at the arena tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning. Meet us at the Stephen P. Clark Center at 10 o'clock in the morning. Meet us at the North Miami Athletic Track on Saturday morning at 8:30 in the morning. Aventura Mall at noon. Come walk with us a block, a mile, more. Just come be a part of the difference in fighting to prevent childhood sexual abuse.
I will be walking with you tomorrow at the arena. So will Vivian. We'll be right back after this short message. Thank you to Ron Book and Lauren Book from all the kids.
Down the road I'm going, but I ain't going down that long, old, lonesome road all by myself. But I ain't going down that long, old, lonesome road all by myself.
All right, Oscar gets it. Walking down the road, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. And I'm going to take a pause right here. Warren Henry and Larry Zinn took an active role in Lawrence Kids. They helped us get those license plates out there. So well done to Warren Henry and Larry Zinn. So if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to give every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Baseball's back with a vengeance. Get ready to dream big with the Miami Marlins on opening night at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $22 and get a 2014 magnetic schedule courtesy of Mikasuki Resort and Gaming. Plus, enjoy an amazing post-game fireworks show presented by Pepsi. Get to your seats early and don't miss out on the fun. Opening night, March 31st at 7:05 p.m. versus the Colorado Rockies. Visit Marlins.com for tickets. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
No, I'm getting ready to dive into Marlins baseball. And hey, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated by one, like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes. And they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm sitting here reading some breaking news. Kiplinger names UFA best value for a large school. Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine has named the University of Florida Fighting Gators the number three nationally ranked school among public institutions. So well done to the Gators. Nobody tell me what the score is. I'm taping the game right now. Now, we have got a special guest on, Luis Angel. He's the founder of Get My RX. That RX stands for prescription, for those of you who may not know that. The app lets users scan their prescriptions with their iPhone, and then the nearest network pharmacy will deliver the medication within a few hours at no additional cost. Oh, I need this. Get My RX is powered by patent-pending technology and can be downloaded for free in the Apple App Store. We're going to talk about the Miami rollout of this app and your upcoming New York launch and what's next for the company. Boy, am I excited to meet Luis Angel. Luis, welcome.
Thank you, James. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, now, Luis, you know, I had surgery last week. It was a pain in my butt to get all my medications done. How can you help me?
I know. What a shame that you didn't know about it.
Yeah, I know. Look, I got the target still on my back. Look.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. That's a visual that nobody out there needs. So, Luis, now, how could your app have helped me? Okay, here's the process. I'm getting ready. I get my prescriptions, and I'm smart enough to get them before my surgery. They get mailed to me. My wife picks them up. I have them in my house. You're on. What happens next?
Yes. So imagine next time you go to the doctor, instead of heading to the pharmacy, you can use the app to scan your prescription, scan your insurance card, enter your name, address, and phone, and the system will figure it out for you. Will find the nearest pharmacy that can deliver it to you within a few hours. So you could, you know, if you're feeling well, you go back to the office and get it delivered there. Or if you're sick, you go home and you got someone, you know, bringing the medication to you.
It sounds great. Where'd you get this idea?
Well, Jim, I've been working in healthcare for about 10 years. And, you know, it is well known that 30% of new prescriptions never get filled. And the reason for that is the hassle. 70% of people procrastinate going to the pharmacy. The average wait time to pick up a medication is 45 minutes. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. Most people actually decide to drop it off and pick it up. That's why every single pharmacy has a drop-off window and a pickup window.
You know, one of our guys at the UHealth guys are always talking to us about epidemiology and the health of the community. It sounds to me like you're onto something that really could affect the health and wellness of our entire community.
Yes. Well, you know, there's been tremendous efforts over the past decade to improve medication adherence, but always from the perspective of people who have medication at hand. So how do we help people, you know, continue the treatment all the way to the end? The problem is that the fact that the 30% of scripts that never get filled was basically overlooked until now. And thanks to a study by Harvard Medical School in 2010, it was the first waking up sign that, you know, shed light on this problem and explained that it was very widespread. And that, in essence, was the root for our project. And there's a reason why we started this company.
Now, I'll bet you the problem's even more pervasive in a place like South Florida, where you got a lot of underinsured or uninsured, where you've got a lot of people that have, we'll just call it cultural difficulty dealing with the large bureaucracy that they have to deal with. So I got to believe your app now, is it multilingual?
No, it's only in English, but because it's so easy to use, it almost doesn't have any text.
So it's sort of like the international sign language, which I'm now giving Luis a sign and he's reading it. Oh, no, he didn't like that sign. Now, Luis, are you originally from Miami?
No, actually, I'm originally from Colombia, but the past 15 years, I've spent my time working in Europe, South America, and the U.S. So,
and where is your development team physically located for your app?
We have a couple of people here in Miami, and it's been really great to be able to tap into, you know, top world-class talent in the city.
Whoa, top world-class talent in our city.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Usually you hear guys from out of town saying that the talent in Miami stinks. It's great to hear an international businessman talk about the great level of talent we have here.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, our chief technology officer is in California. We have some developers in the Ukraine. And
I hope they're okay.
They are fine. They're on the right side of the country. And the rest of the team spread between various parts of the U.S., from Kentucky to North Carolina.
Wow. So, you know, you're rolling it out here in Miami, or is it statewide in Florida?
Right now we're in Miami-Dade, and we just expanded into Broward County. We're also looking to go pretty broad. We have over 100 independent pharmacies that have contacted us over the past few weeks wanting to join the network. So in addition to the New York, San Francisco, and Chicago launches that are coming up, that's what we consider the strategic launches, we're going to be deploying in places like Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Anaheim, California, and so forth. So as long as there's a pharmacy willing to have our technology and willing to serve patients, we see no reason why not to have it.
Now, you talked about that. You talked about independent pharmacies. How about Walgreens and CVS? Will they participate?
I wish they would. It's difficult to know if they ever will, given that most of the money the big retail chains make is from the front end of the store. The pharmacy is considered a way of driving food traffic.
Yes.
And so it would be difficult. It's a tough decision for them to you know, let go of that revenue-generating source. And although it provides better service to the end user, it would be harmful for their
business. In the last 3 months, I've been getting everything from Walgreens, and I've been getting it delivered. It goes in. It's clunky. It's not easy. It's a pain in the tush, actually, to make it happen. But it's a lot less of a pain in the tush than waiting for 45 minutes. So I would think that if presented correctly to Walgreens or CVS or one of the other chains, that this would be something that they would be interested in, because they have now got it kind of going their own way. I would think that the first one to adapt it would use it as a marketing benefit.
Yeah. I mean, we are pharmacy agnostic. Of course, we are focusing in the independent pharmacies, and we are very supportive of them. They've been supportive of us. And we also like the fact that we are supporting local businesses that are serving their community. And we also have very strong evidence that the highest level of customer satisfaction in the pharmacy industry is found with the independents.
Oh, without a doubt.
Year after year.
So really what this is sort of like a branding thing that the independents can use also then.
Right. There are 23,000 independents across all of the U.S. out of the 70,000 pharmacies. So they are a big crowd, and many of them are thriving. They're very healthy, growing businesses, and have a track record that just shows that there's nothing wrong with going with the smaller guys. We're actually quite happy with the model that we have.
I would have to believe that you would be. And now, how about pricing? Is the pricing competitive for these deliveries?
The delivery is always free. So, you know, it's the main objection that I get when I talk to people about the app is, why? How come it's free? Where, you know, where's the trick? How come you're giving me a free app to download, a free delivery? I only pay for the medication. Where's the catch? And really, these independent pharmacies already are delivering, many of them. They do it for the elderly population or for particular cases. So it doesn't really cost that much money to them to deliver. And they're very glad and happy to provide that extra level of service.
Oh, I've got to believe it's great for them because it's going to expand their customer base.
Correct.
So then what is the biggest objection that you've seen so far in the community to rolling this out? I see is that there's no downside here at all, except for maybe somebody not going into the pharmacy.
Well, we've engaged with various stakeholders. We spent the last part of last year visiting doctors. We talked to a couple of hundred of them, and they expressed universal support. And that was the first nice surprise, that the medical community was fully behind this because they understand the research and the evidence, scientific evidence, that shows that this is a widespread issue, that people don't even start treatment, and that is bad for everyone. Then we've been lucky to also engage with some of the big hospital groups in South Florida who are very supportive of what we do. And then the pharmacies themselves have, you know, taken it on. So we're just wherever we go, this is one of those stories that it's kind of a win-win-win-win. Everyone wins, and really no one loses.
Well, you heard us talking earlier with Ron Book and how we put him together with Larry Zinn, one of our sponsors. You know, maybe we should talk off air, but we have a great relationship with the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on the show. And if this is something that might benefit the University of Miami Health System, then I'm sure they'd like to look into it. And we're happy to provide credible access point for that.
Definitely. And, you know, payers can be categorized as insurance companies or employers. In either case, they stand to benefit because the worst outcome today for a patient is getting back into the hospital.
Recidivism.
Right. So it not only makes moral sense to get people to take their meds as prescribed, but now more than ever makes economic sense by the simple fact that 85% of the entire pharmaceutical market has become generic. So almost in 9 out of 10 cases, medications are affordable and cost is no longer a barrier.
Well, you know, it's very important to get these medications out there in our community. It's something that's very important to our community. And, you know, we only have a couple of seconds left. It was available on the App Store. How do they find it? What do they do? Go into the App Store and type get my – shit, I'm doing it right. Did I say a bad word? I'm going to start doing this right now. So you go to the App Store, right?
Right.
Okay. So you go to the App Store.
And type get my Rx.
Okay. Get my Rx. I hear somebody else in the studio is doing it now. Okay.
And you'll see it there. We have 5-star reviews, and you can also go to www.getmyrx.com to learn more about us and check us out.
All right. Well, that's great. We'll be back after this short break with more Freedom Business. We're going to have our folks from UHealth on, and then we also have our, we'll be talking to Luis again a little bit later on the show, talking to him more about the app. We'll be right back after this short break.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Baseball's back with a vengeance. Get ready to dream big with the Miami Marlins on opening night at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $22 and get a 2014 magnetic schedule courtesy of Mikosuke Resort and Gaming. Plus, enjoy an amazing post-game fireworks show presented by Pepsi. Get to your seats early and don't miss out on the fun. Opening night, March 31st at 7:05 p.m. versus the Colorado Rockies. Visit Marlins.com for tickets. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
All right, Oscar, we're back. Your fingers are rolling. What am I doing? I'm doing my UHealth 2 minutes. That's what I'm doing. Is that what I'm doing, Oscar? That's what I'm doing. All right. Well, UHealth is the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for the last 10 years, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means that if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow! I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, and after a little bit of communication stick, we've got Lawrence Sands on us. Dr. Sands is going to discuss the importance of getting colonoscopies. Sounds like an awesome topic. You must love giving these talks, Dr. Sands.
I do. I certainly do. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I'm glad to see that you're not up to your elbows in a procedure right now. Now we're laughing, but I can only say that three of my closest family members in the last year have had colonoscopies. One of those colonoscopies found an issue. So these are really important things. Tell us more, Doc.
Well, sure they are. They certainly are. And the reason they're important is because colorectal cancer, being a leading cause of death in our country, is a completely preventable disease if people just do the right thing and adhere to the proper guidelines. You know, this is March's Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and this is the month that we try and make this subject well known so that everybody is able to get out to see their doctor and to discuss this important topic. What's required is that when people turn the age of 50, that they speak to their doctor about getting what's called a screening colonoscopy. It's where they go to the doctor's office, they take a preparation the day before, and they get this exam done whereby they're sedated for it. It's a very comfortable exam, and they have a lighted tube passed along the colon in order to look around looking for polyps or other things that can cause problems for patients. And by finding polyps, we remove them in a timely fashion, and we can completely prevent patients from getting colorectal cancer. And that's the best news about all of this.
It is great news. I think I saw on TV the other day that this is like down 30%, like decade to decade or something, that you guys are having awesome success, but you can't have success unless people participate.
That's correct. So, you know, the doctors are supposed to tell patients about this, and the patient's supposed to be also very doctor savvy, and the patient should ask for it as well. So, you know, when they see their doctor, they should have this discussion with them. It's very important. It's a screening tool that we offer here at the Miller School of Medicine. We are a division of three doctors here in the Division of Colon and Rectal Surgery. We are essentially a one-stop shopping kind of deal. We do the screening examination for the colon, and if we find something, we also are able to treat it in our division amongst the three doctors that we have working for us here.
Now, what are some of the symptoms that somebody might see that they might not recognize, that they have a colorectal problem?
Well, it's probably the most common symptoms that we see are patients who would present with either some type of change in their bowel habits. For example, doctor, I used to go to the bathroom every day. Now I go every other day, or some alteration in the way they go to the bathroom. And the other common symptom that we see is patients presenting with rectal bleeding, blood in the stool of some sort. Most people who have this problem don't have colorectal cancer, so it shouldn't alarm people that they have to run out because they think they have colorectal cancer. But these are symptoms that are not normal, and they should be investigated by a qualified individual, by a doctor who knows how to work up these particular symptoms.
You know, it seems to me that it's a very, very big issue that's got a really easy solution. And, you know, I've got to give it to you guys for coming up with this and getting this resolved in such a positive manner. Now, let's say that somebody goes in, they've had their exam, the doctor finds something. Can you do something right there? Do you do anything during the exam, or do you got to wait and come back? How does that work?
No, so it depends on what we find. If we find a simple polyp, we would remove that during the colonoscopy. We send that out to the pathology department to be analyzed, but if it comes back as a benign polyp, we would require no additional treatment other than to follow up the patient in the future and have them come back and get a repeat colonoscopy at some point down the line. If they find something, you know, more aggressive than that, of a tumor of some sort, we may biopsy it, then they may need to come back for additional treatment depending on what it is that we find.
Okay.
But, yeah.
No, go ahead, Doc. I didn't want to stop you.
The important thing is that the test be done so that we can certainly find things that we can potentially treat, hopefully on the spot, and if not, we would bring them back for additional treatment.
So somebody goes in, they have the test, you found something, they get it taken care of, then there's follow-up, no?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, the good thing about the test is that you get the results of the test pretty much right away. So as soon as you wake up from the exam, you're told the results of what the doctor found. And either they'll tell you, you know, we found nothing and you need to come back at some point in the future for a repeat examination, because the standard treatment is to repeat the colonoscopy every few years in order to make sure that nothing is growing there. And as I said, probably one of the best messages of the day that I can impress upon people is that colorectal cancer is a completely preventable disease. There's very few cancer, if any, that I could think of that can be completely prevented with screening tools like this. And that's probably the best take-home message of the day in terms of dealing with problems with the colon.
No, it's a great take-home message, because so many people in our society eat, I'll just call it this, a widely varied diet. You got your vegans, you got your,
sure,
you know, all these different people. And I've got to believe that all those situations create different ramifications in the digestive system. And since we're discussing the exit strategy for that stuff, I got to believe that there's different issues that come up with the different types of new diets that people have. Is there a diet out there that's a fad that's just absolutely poison for your colon, Doc? Oh, my God, I can't believe I just asked that.
You know, it's funny. There isn't any real strong correlation between any specific diets and getting colorectal cancer or colorectal polyps. We generally try to tell people that they should be good to their colon. We tell them to eat healthy fruits, vegetables, salads, have a high-fiber diet. We think that's probably more beneficial to patients. But generally, I think it's perfectly safe to say that people can pretty much eat whatever they want, but within obvious reason to try and stay healthy, of course.
Yeah, eating the five food groups or whatever, eating a varied thing. You know, you see this guy standing on the train station waiting for his Align to kick in on the ads. So I guess that's got a little bit of a something to do with it, too. But really, it seems that it's just having a good, solid, common sense diet and then following some very simple procedures that you've talked about.
That's correct. It certainly is. And we offer these tools pretty much every day of the week at our medical center here. As I mentioned, they can certainly call our office here. Our number here is 305-243-9110. We're the Division of Colorectal Surgery. There's also a gastroenterology department here as well that they can call. And we offer these tools on a regular basis every day of the week, and Monday through Friday. And we're certainly happy to perform these procedures for our patients.
Well, Dr. Sands, I'm going to ask you to give the contact information again one time real slowly, and then I'm going to ask you to give me a takeaway because we've got a couple of minutes. You don't have to rush. In fact, when you give the numbers the next time, you should probably go a little slower because we have a number of New York Jets fans that listen to the show.
New York Jets fans?
I knew you were going to give that to me. So,
okay,
Doc, how do they
find... hold it against them. The number is area code 305-243-9110. And the extension that you push would be number 2, and you can ask to speak to any of our office staff, and they can certainly assist you in getting the patient screened for colorectal cancer. Obviously, if they have any other problems, we're happy to see them in the office prior to that, but we do offer just these screening tools. If they have no other particular symptoms and they just need to come in for a colonoscopy, we're pleased to offer that test as well without a prior office visit if necessary for them. And as I said, the take-home message of the day should certainly be that you have to, you know, adhere to the proper guidelines and get screened because it's a preventable disease, and nobody has to die of colorectal cancer.
Oh, I want to see that statistic go to zero. We need to have you on every year talking about this. Dr. Lawrence Sands, he's the colorectal cancer surgeon at the University of Miami Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Well done. Thank you for all you're doing for our community, Dr. Sands. Look forward to meeting you in person, not on a professional basis, unless I'm anesthetized.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the time on your show.
All right. You got a great sense of humor, Doc. I really appreciate it, too. All right. We'll be right back. We're going to have more with Luis Angel. We're going to talk about his new app, GetMyRx, how you can get your prescriptions delivered right to your door. And maybe we'll even talk a little bit about some of the technology experts in South Florida he's met along the way. We'll be right back after this. Oscar, it's all yours.
Baby said she needed me, you know, but then she went and left me, causing such an awful scene. What a scene.
Oh, I couldn't wait. It's my own way to rock. Oh, I love you, Oscar. You're pulling these right out of the time machine for me. Oh, you're the best. I got my own way to rock. Woo! All right, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealers, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they all know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinitis, I got a bunch of them from then. I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get their complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, now get out there and get off your couch and start walking. Join my wife and I tomorrow at 11:45 as we join my soon-to-be good friend, Eric Spolster, and the rest of the front office team and a whole bunch of really cool city officials. We did this last year up at the Miami Array at the AAA. We're going to walk around the arena. We're going to raise some awareness for children, our most vulnerable kids, the kids that have been sexually abused. Join us. Go to hashtag Why I Walk and watch it. Go watch Lauren live across the state, raising awareness and helping all of us come together to help our kids. You know, 95% of child abuse could be stopped with education. Get yourself educated. Help us stop child abuse. Join me tomorrow at the AAA at 11:30.
Baseball's back with a vengeance. Get ready to dream big with the Miami Marlins on opening night at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $22 and get a 2014 magnetic schedule courtesy of Mikosuke Resort and Gaming. Plus, enjoy an amazing post-game fireworks show presented by Pepsi. Get to your seats early and don't miss out on the fun. Opening night, March 31st at 7:05 p.m. versus the Colorado Rockies. Visit Marlins.com for tickets. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Now, all of you out there on I-95 near the U-Health little interchange there, the 826, 836, whatever they call it out there, calm down. The president landed 25 minutes ago. They shut everything down. You're going to be sitting there for a while. So just relax. I'll be joining you in about 20 minutes or so. And my wife already told me, no Gatorade. I got to stay calm in the car. So everybody, stay calm. President's in town. He's going to raise money. He's trying to get out of the cold. You can't blame him. So just calm down. Now, we're back for our final segment. We're going to talk a little bit more with Luis Angel. He's the founder of GetMyRx. We talked about the app. It helps you get your prescriptions delivered to you for free. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And then I want to talk a little bit technology and creativity here and how the people that work with him are coming up with these ideas. So, Luis, real quick again, for people that may have just tuned in, what's GetMyRx?
It's a very simple-to-use app that lets you order prescriptions in about 30 seconds and have them delivered to you for free by a local pharmacy.
Okay, now, somebody's delivered it to me free by my local pharmacy. Now, how about refills? How does that work?
You can also order refills. I mean, if it's a new script, you can actually scan the paper script that you get from your doctor. In the case of a refill, you scan the bottle, the refill bottle. In either case, it's going to take just a few seconds, and the more you use the app, actually, the simpler it gets. The average user actually can place the first order in 45 seconds, but then the second, third, and so on orders can be placed in as little as 10 seconds.
I love this. For a crazy man like me who never has enough time, this sounds like just the right app. Now, I want to go back to something you talked about in our first segment. You talked about the great technology talent here in South Florida. So first of all, I'm hoping that Matt Hagman over at the Knight Foundation and all my friends at the Lab Miami are listening to this and hearing about how there are technology companies that are coming here specifically to work with our folks. How'd you find the talent pool here to help you with your creativity on your internet app?
Well, the reason we came to Miami was because we were selected as part of the first class of companies from an accelerator that is operates out of downtown Miami called the Venture Hive.
Oh, so, wait a minute. They didn't tell me you were a Venture Hive guy.
I am a Venture Hive.
Oh, well, here, yes. A fist bump for that.
There you go.
All right. There you go. So tell me, how'd you find the Venture Hive?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it gave us an opportunity to really establish a network and be part of an ecosystem that helps companies thrive, particularly young technology companies like ours.
So then really what it is it's really creating a creative environment where you can all kind of, like, my favorite term is primordial soup. It sounds like that's sort of what it is.
Well, imagine, you know, 30-plus technology companies, over 100 people sharing a common space. It just, you know, creates opportunities for exchange of good ideas. And, you know, it gives you access to a network of knowledge that is just there. So it's been great. We're very happy to be in Miami and plan to remain here for the time being.
Well, that's great. You said the time being. We hope you remain here for a lot longer and you bring your chief technology person over from California as soon as you pirate all those Silicon Valley folks to come move here where we don't have earthquakes. Now, so you found it to be a great internet technology environment. Are you working on any other technology ideas right now?
Well, putting out a new version of the app in a couple of weeks, and we're very excited because we're leveraging a patent-pending concept that actually we developed a couple of years ago. It's the very first thing we did. And it goes back to matching your location with your doctor. So in the future, actually, the app will infer if you're actually seeing your doctor and will remind you whenever you actually go to your doctor to actually place an order.
Oh, this guy actually prescribes X, Y, and Z. Oh, that's really very cool, actually.
Yep.
That's really cool. Now, What about capitalization? How have you found the venture capital environment? Not necessarily for you individually, because I don't want to get under the hood on where you are with your fundraising and any of that. It's not our topic today. But how did you find the environment at the Venture Hive and other locations you've gone for capital? Is this an environment where it's maturing to the point where you've got capital here too?
Well, there's a lot of capital in South Florida, and it is emerging in the sense that you do find established players, but you know, they focus on more established, mature phase companies. Investing in an early stage startup is a very risky endeavor, and so the people that we normally go to are the angel investors, and there aren't that many of those in South Florida. But it's changing. I mean, just from 1 year ago, we see that groups have been created of angels, and there's just more interest and actually more people relocating from the Northeast and from California that just bring that knowledge base. And I think it's just going to continue in that
way. Well, if you mentioned the word Endeavor, have you talked to the Endeavor folks at all here locally?
No, we have not.
Well, you got to send me an email, and I got to introduce you to my friend Matt Hagman, and he'll give you the serve up to the Endeavor guys. Because one of the things that we have to do here in Miami is we have to continue to work together to build the infrastructure of creativity. We have to make it a positive place for people like Angel and for Luis and other Angel and Angel and Angel, and I got like offa there.
It happens.
Oh my God. But we have to make it comfortable for entrepreneurs like yourself to come to our community to work with our technology entrepreneurs, because everybody talks about jobs. I'm here. I'm going to talk about businesses and careers. That's new for me. I usually only talk about careers, but I'm going to talk about businesses and careers. I made an adjustment because we need businesses like yours to create the opportunity for the young people here, and not so young, if that's okay, I'm not age discriminating here, for the people that are getting started in the technology field that are looking to ramp up. We need more opportunities, and people need to understand what a fabulous creative environment we have going here. Okay, we've only got 3 minutes left. Is that in the entire show, Oscar? Oh, thank you. Okay, well, I want to wrap up just a couple minutes here. Luis, if people want to get the app that's up on Apple, what if they want to find out about more about what you guys are doing? Do you have a website?
Yes, we have the getmyrex.com site. We also have a Facebook page with close to 2,000 followers, facebook.com/getmyrex. And if you're stuck in your car in traffic, go to the app store. Do it now. We don't have the Android version yet. It's coming up. But if you have an iPhone and you take prescriptions, give us a try. You'll be glad you did.
Or if they have kids, by God, this must be great for somebody that has kids.
Clear.
Luis Angel, the founder of GetMyRx. I can't wait to see you on Fox News and all these other things. And you'll be big and famous. It's just great. I want to thank Aaron Gordon for inviting and introducing us. It was absolutely great meeting you. I look forward to more adventures.
Thank you for having me on your show, Jamie. It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
It's my pleasure, Luis. Okay, I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank U Health. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, Miami Marlins. I want to thank Ron Book and Lauren's kids. Coach, you're out there on the road. You're the best. Thank you so much for everything and for all the kids you'll never meet. I want to thank Brewster Kell, Magnum, the Miami Dolphins, Publix, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and I want to thank you, our listeners, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have a show. Please tell your friends and join your community. You know, we talked about apps on the show today, the technology that we're generating here in South Florida, how we have real good, solid talent to work with here in Florida. We talked about watch out for the president on the road today, and we talked about sexual abuse and why I walk with Lauren Book. And I'm going to take the last few minutes to talk about that. There's nothing more important. The most vulnerable children in our society, and I don't care who you are, man or woman, you can think back to a situation where you were a child, where you were in a threatening situation, older child, family member, whatever, where you were potentially compromised or there was the potential for you to be compromised. It happens more today with the cell phones and all this social media. It's tougher for the kids. So join myself, my wife Vivian, Lauren Book, Ron Book. Go to laurenskids.org. If you can't walk, donate. Tell a friend. counsel a child. Remember, the most important people are these young people. They are our future. Now, join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us what you want to hear. And remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now, go out there and make it happen. This is Jim Fried on 880 AM.
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't